There's now a way to contact the Wolf Connection podcast. Send us an email to podcast@wolfconnection.org with your comments, questions, and guest ideas for Stephen and myself. You may hear your question answered on an upcoming podcast. Thank you for your support and howls to you all. Welcome to the Wolf Connection podcast. I'm your host, John Calfon. Let's talk about some wolves. Delighted to have our pack services manager at Wolf Connection, Elena Albanese, to share her wolf tale with all of you. So Elena, one of the questions I always ask is, how did you make your way to Wolf Connection? What was your journey and how did you come to this wonderful place?
That's a great question, John. Thank you. I'm originally from New York. I've always had a passion for wolves. I've always thought about visiting them somehow. I just never found any availability back east. I moved to LA about 8 years ago. And one day, probably a year or two into living here, I wasn't really doing much for work. I was feeling pretty blue for a while. And I decided to finally Google, my birthday was coming up, and I decided to finally Google how do I meet wolves in LA? Never thinking I'd find any answer. And it was before my birthday, so I was going to give this to myself as a birthday gift. So around April of, I'm pretty sure it was 2016, there I am Googling how to meet wolves in LA. And this one place came up, actually, that was not Wolf Connection. It was a little bit further south, maybe an hour or two south. And I called them and I said, hey, I'm available to come. And they were like, hey, we only do this one day a week. And I could not make that day ever at the time. So I was like, okay, let me call another place. And I found Wolf Connection. So I emailed the girl who was running it at the time. And she got right back to me. It was like something that was totally meant to be, in my opinion. She got right back to me, and that Sunday was going to be Easter Sunday. So it was a Wednesday when we were corresponding, and we were just back and forth. We had great connection, and I was like, I love this place. I love this girl. This is great. And she said, oh, okay, Sunday we have a walk. I don't know what it was called back then, just like a regular, you know, wolf day. Like, you can just hang out with the wolves for a couple of hours. So I paid the ticket. I couldn't wait. And I showed up on Sunday. There was like four other people. And I got to meet everybody and we did like a tour and I got to go in habitats. It was incredible. And I just remember being like super elated. And I asked the people that were like running the place at the time, running the event. And I was like, how do you do this for a living? I just never thought, like, I never felt that way. So I didn't know how anybody could ever get into this. Like, did you go to school? Da, da, da. And they were like, no, you can just start volunteering. And I swear, I never left. That was April something of 2016. I started volunteering. I was in the next group of volunteers. I literally started like a week or two later. It was something that I would consider to be called kismet, because I literally never left. And that was 6 years ago, almost to the day. I guess Easter Sunday is this weekend. So that's how I got here.
And so since you've been here, what's something or some of the things that you've noticed that have changed within you in what you've learned and in the experiences that you've gone through?
The first thing that comes to mind is patience. That was never my jam. So I had a problem with patience. I just never had any. And at Wolf Connection, you have no choice but to be patient. Things don't, you know, happen right away. It was always in me. I just could never embrace it. So that was like a number one lesson for me. This is the only thing I've ever been 1,000 million bazillion percent committed to. I've had jobs in the past that I was like, okay, I'm really good at this, but boy, do I hate it. And, you know, people would tell me that too. They're like, your passion, you should be something with animals. And I was like, I don't know what that looks like, because the only animal I've ever adored my entire life was a wolf. And I never thought that there could be a job. I guess patience, commitment, and passion. Like, those are three biggies for me that I was always trying to search for. And I felt right at home when the minute I got on site. I don't know how to explain it. I just felt like these were my people, this was my pack, and it was life-changing, to say the least.
And since you've been here, because 6 years, you've seen wolves come and go, obviously. Is there a particular wolf that has stuck with you, that has made a certain connection or has really done something for you that you would have otherwise not anticipated when you started?
The minute I met Mikey, or Michael, as I love to call him, because that's his real name, he felt so familiar. I don't know how to describe that, though. I would just look at him and be like, we know each other, and I don't know how. It's an incredible feeling, and it's kind of indescribable. So I just every time somebody says to me, what do you love about Mikey? I say, he's familiar, and I don't know what that means. I knew him. He brought me here because he had just gotten there maybe a year before I did. So I like to think he brought me there in some level. It was always Mikey and then Kenai. They were my two guys when I got there. Kenai and I had a great relationship kind of from the beginning. And because he was a higher level animal, and it took a while to get to him, but it took me a little bit shorter because the people running it kind of recognized that we had something special. And it still continues to this day. I'm the luckiest person on earth, you know, in my opinion. I couldn't have dreamed this. So Mikey and Kenai are my two loves. I love them all, clearly I do, but there's just special connections that you have with some of them that are just indescribable, in my opinion. So my heart lies with them.
With your connections with Mikey and Kenai, have they taught you anything over the course of your relationship and the bond that you've created with both of them?
Yeah, well, I'm lucky to say that it's been 6 years and counting with both. I'm well aware, I'm smart enough to know that that can change at any moment because things like that change here a lot pretty fast. So I don't take anything for granted. Mikey definitely taught me patience because he was a little more shy. You know, it's the way you approach him. And, you know, we've never really had any issues because I get him. There's just like, we just get each other. It's very strange. And he's sweet and sensitive, but yet he's fierce. And I feel like that's kind of like me. But that was not really known about me. However, it was always in there. And I think he just brought that out because we were so similar. And it was like mirroring, you know, each other. So that's a life lesson for me. Mikey would look, quote unquote, let's say timid to the world, but he was fierce and he could be fierce and he would show it only when necessary. And I can definitely relate to that. And Kenai wasn't, he's the male alpha of the pack now, but he wasn't at the time. And Kenai and I related on a different level because I would watch the anxiety he had about whether it was being leashed or, you know, he was spooked about something, but I'd watch him work through it. And that's exactly what I was before I came here. I had a ton of anxiety for whatever reasons from years ago. And, you know, I had to work through it too. But I guess when you watch an animal do that, that's so close to your heart, it just changes you. Key and I worked through a lot of stuff and I felt the same. I felt really close to him because that's what was happening in my journey before I came to Wolf Connection. So I think that's really special.
I also want to ask you that you've had this role, you've become into this pack of these wolves, and you took the trip with us to go to Yellowstone and actually see wild wolves. What did that experience do for you? As you said that wolves have been such a passion for you for so long, to be able to work with them and then go to a place where you could actually see them in their natural environment, what sort of things came up for you in those moments when you were able to look through the scope and actually see them for the first time?
Okay, well, you were there, Renee was there, and Stephen was there, and strangers were there, and they saw me bawling my eyes out the first time I laid eyes on a wolf, okay? So what did it stir up? It stirred up everything. It was like a bucket list and a dream come true, and I couldn't believe my eyes, and it was finally happening. So in the culmination of that moment, it's overwhelming. So I cried a lot, and I got to see things that I never would have thought I would see. I mean, we called Leo Lecky our Yellowstone guide, you know, who works with Wolf Connection now. And I said to him, I'm like, you're not going to believe what I've seen. And he's like, Elena, do you know how rare that is? And I was like, were they waiting for me? That's what it felt like. Not just me, us. Because we went as a pack. I had the best time of my life. I would do it again tomorrow. But it was completely overwhelming. And in a beautiful way, though, not in a scary way. Because, you know, I was so open to it and I was so ready. I wanted to go to Yellowstone for years. I just never thought, not that it would never happen, but that it would happen. It was almost a year ago to the day, in April as well. April's a big month for Elena, apparently, lately. Anyway, it was overwhelming and incredible and the most enjoyable, and love and all the feelings were there in that moment and the whole trip. And to have that experience is completely special to me and always will be. So I can't stress enough that wolves were always my favorite animal from as long as I can remember. And anybody that knows me knows this to be true, especially in my past when I was little, I mean, up until this day. So doing what I do, being here, living this life, I mean, I don't work a day in my life. And that's really the truth with that saying, that if you do what you love, you don't work a day in your life. So I just can't stress that enough, that it's extremely special. And, it was overwhelming at the time. And it's like living a dream.
Looking to support Wolf Connection or sponsor one of the wolves in our pack? Just go to wolfconnection.org, click on the donate tab, and find out more information.